In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Risdahl. It is Thursday, today the 26th of January. Glad as always to have you with us, everybody. Had you wondered in your idle hours what the opening salvo of a trade war sounded like? This may well have been it.
The president of Mexico and myself have agreed to cancel our planned meeting scheduled for next week. Unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless, and I want to go a different route. A
couple of things about that clip, the president speaking today at the Republican retreat in Philadelphia. Of course, first of all, in keeping with our longstanding policy here at Marketplace that facts matter, the truth of this is that Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto told the White House he wasn't going to come for a meeting with the president. Second on the wall, and who's going to pay for it? White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer intimated today that the Trump administration is going to impose a 20% border tax on imports, Mexican and otherwise, and that they would pay for the wall that way, which gets us back to where we started, the bilateral Mexican-American trade relationship as the canary in the global economic coal mine. Marketplace's Jed Kim gets us going.
The U.S. and Mexican economies are tightly intertwined. Where they're our number one importer, they're our number two. Tariffs on goods one way could be countered by tariffs the other way on other goods. Gary Huffbauer is with the Peterson Institute.
Realistically, it's more likely that the U.S. economy will bear the burden of the fees than the Mexican economy.
U.S.-Mexico trade relations, important as they are only part of a wider picture. Edward Alden with the Council on Foreign Relations believes President Trump is looking to rejigger more than just imports, exports, and tariff levels.
He's looking to make a political point in U.S. relations with Mexico. We're the dominant partner. You're the subordinate partner. Get with the program.
If relations worsen, Mexico may prove less cooperative on issues like security. It might even stop regulating its own southern border, letting refugees flood across from Central America.
It's not as easy to say no to those people as it is to say no to people coming from Mexico trying to cross illegally. They actually have a right to request asylum status in the United States. It's written into U.S. laws.
The Trump administration's moves are just the opening gambits in negotiating our future relationship with Mexico. And the question of who pays for the wall may ultimately be less important than establishing a good working relationship with our southern neighbor. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.